Singer-composer Sufjan Stevens reveals he has Guillain-Barré syndrome and his gay partner died this year at age 43. By Warner Todd Houston on October 8, 2023. Indie music sensation Sufjan Stevens has revealed he has Guillain-Barré syndrome and that he has dedicated his new album, Javelin, to his deceased gay partner. The Mystery of Love singer had never publicly affirmed that he was gay but gave a big hint in 2019 when he released two songs in honor of Pride Month. After decades worth of vague references in his lyrics spawned endless speculation. However, a statement on social media about Stevens' new album that dropped Friday made it perfectly clear where he stands. "This album is dedicated to the light of my life, my beloved partner and best friend Evans Richardson, who passed away in April," Stevens wrote in the caption of a photo of Richardson laying in bed. "He was an absolute gem of a person, full of life, love, laughter, curiosity, integrity, and joy. He was one of those rare and beautiful ones you find only once in a lifetime. Precious, impeccable, and absolutely exceptional in every way. I know relationships can be very difficult sometimes. But it's always worth it to put in the hard work and care for the ones you love. Especially the beautiful ones, who are few and far between," Stevens added. "If you happen to find that kind of love, hold it close. Hold it tight, savor it, tend to it, and give it everything you've got, especially in times of trouble. Be kind, be strong, be patient, be forgiving, be vigorous, be wise, and be yourself. Live every day as if it is your last, with fullness and grace, with reverence and love, with gratitude and joy. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Stevens has also shared with his fans that he has been diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare autoimmune disorder in which the body's immune system attacks part of the peripheral nervous system. "Last month I woke up one morning and couldn't walk," Stevens wrote on his website last month. "Luckily there's treatment for this. They administer immunohemoglobin infusions for 5 days and pray that the disease doesn't spread to the lungs, heart and brain. Very scary, but it worked. I spent about 2 weeks in med/surg, stuck in a bed, while my doctors did all the things to keep me alive and stabilize my condition. I owe them my life." Stevens added that the attack was harsh and he is now retraining his legs to walk. "It's a slow process, but they say I will recover. It just takes a lot of time, patience, and hard work," he added. "Most people who have GBS learn to walk again on their own within a year, so I am hopeful. I'm only in my second week of rehab, but it is going really well and I'm working really hard to get back on my feet. I'm committed to getting better, I'm in good spirits, and I'm surrounded by a really great team. I want to be well." According to the World Health Organization, Guillain-Barré syndrome is mild in most cases. But for some instances, it can be life-threatening. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.